Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, Carolyn Crawford, R. Dean Taylor, Bobby Darin, Michael Jackson, Brenda Holloway, Thelma Houston, and Smokey Robinson. Well, first up this half hour, Lionel Richie and a pretty song, Love Will Conquer All, right here on Motown Memories.
We are out here, me and you, reaching out to each other, is all that we can do. Here we stand, trying not to fall. There's no need to worry, love will conquer all. Do you really want to know just how long love will last? Will all of the bad times pass? How can we make things right? Who and why is the world so unkind? We surely can find peace of mind if we only see the light.
Much
heard Dean Taylor with There's a Ghost in My House, and that reached number 3 in the UK in 1974. It was originally released in 1966 in the United States, but didn't chart. Before that, Carolyn Crawford and My Smile Is Just a Frown Turned Upside Down. That reached number 39 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And we started this half hour with Lionel Richie and Love Will Conquer All, number 9 from 1986. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Bobby Darin, and the song is Happy, which was the love theme from the movie called Lady Sings the Blues. Well, Bobby Darin hadn't cut a big ballad in years, but he was convinced he could sing a vocal version of the love theme from Lady Sings the Blues. With a longtime acquaintance, Four Seasons producer Bob Crewe at the controls, a session was scheduled at the New York studio just after Bobby had concluded a stint at the Copacabana there. Well, Bobby elected to record live with the orchestra, a brave decision considering he had to leave town the next morning. The session was a moderate success, and the song became his last charting hit, reaching number 67 on the pop charts and number 32 on the adult contemporary charts. Well, writer Harriet Wasser, who attended the session, commented, quote, that if it was any indication of the compatibility between Bobby Darin and Bob Crewe in a recording session, we can look forward to them working together in the future. Well, they did get together once in 1973, recording two songs, before Bobby died on December 20th, 1973. He was just 37 years old. Well, after Bobby died, Bob Crewe went on to compile an LP Motown issued in 1974 entitled Darin, 1936 to 1973, a touching tribute to a man that he'd been associated with so briefly. Well, here is Bobby Darin and Happy, right here on Motown Memories.
Sadness had been close as my next of kin. Then Happy came one day, chased my blues away. My life began when Happy smiled, sweet like candy to a child. Stay here and love me just a while. Let sadness see what happy does. Let happy be where sadness was. Happy, that's you. You made my life brand new. Lost as a little lamb was I, till let happy be where sadness was. Till let happy be where sadness was. Till now.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories at yahoo.com.
You'll never know.
Brenda Holloway with I'll Always Love You, and they reached number 66 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1964. Before that, Michael Jackson and Just a Little Bit of You, number 23 from 1975. And we start with Bobby Darin and Happy, number 65 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Thelma Houston's smash number one, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories.
If someone's waiting, waiting up for you, You can keep it a secret, 'cause I need you to. So baby, don't tell me, don't you tell me please. If in the morning you're gonna have to leave,
tell me tomorrow.
Baby, why don't you
tell me tomorrow?
Yeah,
tell me tomorrow.
If you can't be mine, oh,
tell me tomorrow.
Yeah,
tell me tomorrow.
Oh, baby,
tell me tomorrow.
If you can't be mine, if you can't be mine forevermore, let's just make.
Smokey Robinson would Tell Me Tomorrow, and they reached number 33 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1982. And we started with Thelma Houston's number one smash hit, Don't Leave Me This Way, number one from 1977. She had four singles total, but that was the only success she had. Well, this hour, we featured all solo Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for the